And we turn our attention now to the NFC West, to the team with the best record that did not make the playoffs last season, the Arizona Cardinals. And so we bring in Kent Summers from the Arizona Republic. And Kent, what is the next step for this Cardinals team after coming just oh so close to the playoffs last season?
To win one or two more games, which is probably what it's going to take in the league's toughest division. And I think they do that with continued offensive improvement. They made strides over the latter half of the season, went 7-2 down the stretch, but they've got to get better offensively and more efficient in the passing game especially.
And so how do they make those jumps on offense? Obviously Carson Palmer comes back. Not too many free agency moves on the offensive side of the ball, though they did shore up the offensive line, bringing in Jared Valdir.
Yeah, they think, you know, with another year in the system for Carson Palmer, who did show improvement in the latter half of the season and the rest of the offense, too. They think Jared Valdir was a huge signing. They're very excited when the Raiders didn't franchise him and they were able to get him. Jonathan Cooper, the seventh overall pick in last year's draft, comes back from a fractured leg that caused him to miss all of his rookie year. They think they've got more experience on the right side. You know, they got a bunch of candidates to pick from at guard and tackle there. So they think they're going to be better. We'll see, but they're pretty confident they are.
Defensively, Carlos Dansby is gone, but they do bring in Antonio Cromartie. So the pair of Cromartie and Patrick Peterson, you would think, is among at least the most physically impressive tandems of cornerbacks in the league.
Yeah, and it should fit right into the system. Last season, Todd Bowles, defensive coordinator, blitzed more than anybody in the league. It really paid off. It was one of the better defenses in the league. He loves to play man-to-man with those corners. He likes the fact that they're bigger guys. Cromartie 6'2", Peterson 6'1". They can get up and be physical with people. So it really fits into the scheme. I think what they would like to do in the draft is maybe shore up an outside pass rush and add a safety. They've got some weaknesses in the secondary, in the back end, especially with Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, coming off knee surgery. They don't know if he's going to be ready for the start of the season. So there's some questions at the very back end, and I think they hope to address it in the draft.
So the Cardinals have the 20th overall pick in the first round. Does that mean you think they're among the teams looking at the likes of HaHa Clinton Dix and Calvin Pryor and the top safeties in the draft?
I think so. I think they'd have to look in that direction. I think they could look at a defensive end that they could bring in and play initially behind Darnell Dawkins and Calais Campbell and eventually replace Dawkins, who turns 33 next month. I think, you know, they could bring in an outside linebacker. You know, John Abraham at age 35 had 11.5 sacks last year, but they need to get younger and more talented there too. So I think they could look at that direction. I mean, a month or so out, I would venture that they would go defense there, but you know, the move they made in free agency, which we talked about before, the left tackle, they picked up a tight end, Ted Ginn Jr., the receiver, picked him up to be their third guy. You know, gave him some freedom and some flexibility as the draft approaches. But I had to guess now, I'd say they go defense with that 20th overall pick.
Well, after a game that came down to the wire at Lincoln Financial Field last season, the Eagles will travel to play the Cardinals on the road. This season, Kent Summers will break it down, as he always does. The man on the Cardinals beat from the Arizona Republic. Thanks for joining us, Kent.
You're welcome.